Good morning all, Rob here. I'm sitting on the motorway, travelling to a client all the way over in Cambridgeshire. I do seem to pick all my clients to be as far away as possible from me. I have no idea why this is happening, but that's the way it goes. This is a short meeting, just a couple of hours, which is a little bit weird because it's a 2 hour journey each way and 2 hour meeting, so 6 hours out of my day, and I'm charging for the 2 hours when I'm with the client plus a nominal fee for the travelling. So it's a little bit weird because I won't be making as much money as I ought to do from 6 hours worth of time. But you can't charge your full day rate or your full hourly rate or whatever for travelling. It just doesn't seem fair. Sure what to do about that. This is for charity, so we're at lower rates anyway, because that's the way I roll, and it's important. So then there may be more work out of it, you never know. So that's my day taken care of. Wari's off to see Amanda Palmer this evening, so I think she'll have fun. Need to take me home in time to take her to the station this afternoon. Yeah, so that was a really long intro. What I wanted to talk about, which was distracto computing, or whatever Syzygy called it. Totally with him on this. Computers are really dangerous for this, aren't they? Their ability to pop up and notice or message or notification or something that totally throws you off track. I've been working reasonably hard to start removing all these now, and most of my apps don't provide notifications anymore, which is helping a lot. Email used to be the worst one. I'd be working on something and then a little email pop-up would happen and a long-winded sound tell me I've got a new email. Quick glance for the notification, and it'd be something interesting, or it'd be an email I was waiting for. So I'd click on it, and then I'd respond to it, and then 20 minutes later I'd get back to what I was doing. It's not helpful. Twitter notifications are similar. I've turned those off pretty much now everywhere. Maybe they're still on for direct messages on my phone. But you're working along, your Twitter client notifies you, you've had a reply, and that's part of a conversation. So you click on it, and you want to continue the conversation. But of course, now you're in the Twitter client, you might as well catch up with the stream as well. So yeah, very dangerous, these computers, aren't they? Interestingly, however, the one thing at a time paradigm of the iOS devices isn't ideal for working either. You've got to have a fairly narrow job where you only need access to one thing at a time in order to get your job done. And maybe it'll get better in more mature versions of iOS, but flipping between different screens is just far too slow on an iPad or something like that, that you can do it as a full-time thing. Try writing an article on the iPad and you need to access 5 or 6 different web pages for researching and quotes and whatnot. It is so tedious compared to doing it on the proper computer, isn't it? So it'd be interesting to see how those basic things get solved. Yeah, and I see I've taken up nearly 5 minutes of your time, so I shall stop there and hope you enjoy yet another wonderfully warm day.